Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or an existing case?
Hi, Ryan. This is calling about an existing case. I have my participant on the line with me.
Okay.
Yes. And this is just to let you all know, you know, before we look up the case for me to better assist you, that we wouldn't be able to discuss any of the applicant's information unless given written or verbal approval. So I guess if I could just ask the applicant if you could just tell me your first and last name to pull up the case.
Eileen Pettit.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
P as in Paul, E as in Edward, P as in Tom, T as in Tom, A as in Apple.
Okay. And can you just verify your date of birth?
July 17, 1959.
Okay, and then just verify your address, please.
4300 Higby Street, Philadelphia, PA 19135.
Okay. And thank you for verifying. But also, do you give approval for me to talk with the representative that's on this call with you about your information?
Yes, I do.
All right, so thank you for that. So for the representative, can you tell me your name too, please?
My name is Shira W.
Okay. And can you spell your last name also?
So it's D-E-L-L.
I'm sorry, spell your first name for me.
Oh, it's S-H-I-R-A.
Okay. And then what's your affiliation to the applicant?
Well, she is, I'm just her coordinator.
Okay. All right. I would thank you all for going over questions for verification now. But also, what is it I could do for you? We just want to get a status update on the case?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So while I check the status, can I place you both on hold just for a few moments?
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
I don't even know how far we end up going.
Okay, thank you for holding. So I did look and saw, looked at the case, and I was checking to see where we're at with the enrollment process. So it does show that the applicant did complete their intake assessment on the 5th of November, and then I did see the functional eligibility determination was turned in from the Office of Aging Department.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to figure out exactly where we're at this point. So give me just another moment.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like it was closed for failure to provide financial documents to the county assistance office.
Uh-huh. And can we still send that in?
Yes, that's correct. You can still send it. And then also then for us to reopen the case, we would need to schedule a reassessment. And that's just a phone call that we would schedule. It's not like to start over, but it's just a 20-minute phone call where the applicant will complete a medical assistance application update over the phone. So I would just have to check our calendar, and I could tell you when we could have someone contact you.
Okay, so how about we go ahead and get that scheduled?
Okay, I'm just going to be a moment as I look through our calendar.
Okay.
Excuse me, thanks for holding, so I shouldn't be too much longer, just still looking. All right, so for the first date we can schedule, it looks like it's going to be next Wednesday. Next Wednesday we have available, it'll be between, what is this, between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, and that is the 18th of February.
Eileen, does that work for you?
Is that a all right time?
Eileen. Hello? Eileen? Eileen, are you on the line with us, dear?
Are you there?
Yes, Eileen. I think you had us on mute there for a second.
No, it went off the screen. I tell you, this phone's broke. That's why you got to call me on my new phone from now on.
Okay, all right. So he just
I didn't have you on mute. The phone wasn't even near me.
Wow. All right, so does he want to know if he could schedule that assessment? Sir, do you want to continue?
Sure, fine, no problem.
Okay, so that'll be the 18th of February between 12:30 and 1 when they'll call you. Okay.
No, wait, did she confirm that it was okay that date?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that's for next Wednesday, sir, on the 11th?
This is the 18th.
It's the 18th
of February.
Is there anything sooner?
I didn't see anything sooner, no. I was definitely checking for that, but I didn't see anything
okay.
That was sooner. The name of the person is going to be Tanya Johnson. That's the case manager that will call to complete the assessment.
Okay.
Okay, so now also the phone number that we have listed to reach you looks like it's 267-314-9135.
No, that's not good.
Okay, what's the best phone number to reach you?
267-779-1729.
Okay, I'm going to have to update that because I thought we would have had it on file, but I guess not. So let me just take a moment here.
That's why it took us so long to get in contact with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Repeat it one more time for me, please.
She had a hard time getting in contact with me because this phone is not working good.
Okay. Well, repeat your new number that you just went over so I could type it in, please.
Hold on. 267.
Okay. And that's your cell phone or home phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. Do you want us to send out your text message status updates to this phone?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we have it updated, so we'll be calling your phone number that you just provided at 267-779-1729.
Yes.
So that should take care of this part of it, and then anything else is just documentation related, so you would send your financial information to the county assistance office, and they'll finish reviewing your case for financial eligibility.
All right.
Yep. And then anything else I can assist with or questions?
Eileen, is there anything else? Bear with me, sir. I think her phone is giving her some issues.
Okay. If I guess you didn't have any other questions, would you want to take a survey once this call is complete?
No, I think we're all good. Thank you so much for your assistance. But sir, just give me 1 second before you decide to go with us. I just want to make sure she doesn't have any questions herself.
Oh, no problem. I'll hold for you.
All right. Eileen?
Hello?
Yes, Eileen. Any more questions on your end?
No, I'm fine.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to thank you all for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Moment Broker. You all have a great day as well.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.